Governor Rick Scott has declared the Wynwood section of Miami a Zika-free zone. 45 days have passed without reports of new local infections. That's according to state health officials. Speaking at the Wynwood Walls this morning, Scott encouraged tourists and in-state visitors to return to the area.
We need to come back to Wynwood. We need to come to the restaurants. We need to come to galleries. We need to do it as quickly as possible. So many of these businesses have been impacted.
Aerial spraying has ended in Wynwood. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance for the area, telling pregnant women they can travel there but should continue to take precautions against mosquito bites. But pregnant women are still advised to avoid travel to Miami Beach. That Zika zone was expanded on Friday night and now extends from 8th Street to 63rd Street. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez says that for the time being, aerial spraying will not be expanded.
We will not do additional aerial spraying outside the 1.5 mile square area unless the CDC and the state of Florida Department of Health and the Surgeon General recommend that that's what we need to do. I follow the recommendations of the experts.
Another round of aerial spraying in Miami Beach is scheduled for Sunday, and we will be bringing more from the governor's press conference and from local officials a little later on today. Things are pretty calm in downtown Miami today, but there was a bit of drama Friday night. Protesters filled the street outside of the James L. Knight Center after Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally there. Stephanie Lopez was at the rally, but said she was turned off by the atmosphere. She says she's not thrilled with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton or Trump.
To be quite honest, I still don't know my vote. I don't want to vote for either of them, and this kind of rally doesn't want to make me vote for him more.
She said she expected all the commotion but was still shocked from the radical nature behind some of the protests. She pointed to two men dressed as Islamic terrorists.
I did not expect the guy dressed up as ISIS. That was a special bonus.
During the rally, security had to walk out some protesters who got into an argument inside. They were both Trump supporters. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.